Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Oster Wander of Felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Bow down, bow down.
Bow is down, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of Stevie's heart.
Okay, that's it.
Bow down, bow back up.
Let's go, baby.
Salute, salute.
Salute, cheers.
This is your idea.
I didn't think about it, man.
I'm
going to bring a little bottle of Bailey's, get the Xmas edition episode rocking and rolling off to a good start, you know?
This was your idea, too.
I've never done
a Christmas episode.
No?
No.
That's awesome.
This is the first time I'm doing a Christmas show.
Glad that we made it happen. Man.
This is the extent that I got. I did dress up when I was younger with the nieces and nephew. I would dress up as Santa Claus. I'd put pillows in my fucking pants and the ass.
That's amazing.
And the belly and shit.
Yeah,
and my mom wouldn't stop laughing when she saw me, man.
That's the best, man.
It was funny, man. That was back in the good old days, man, when the family is all speaking to each other.
Yeah.
Then you get older and you stop speaking.
That's so true. Actually, talking about that, you grow up, everybody's hanging out, Christmas parties and or Christmas gatherings, everybody's together. And then as you get older, it's like, this one doesn't talk to this one. That aunt doesn't talk
over
to this guy.
Stupid little things.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. It's like, really? Like, what are we going to see each other next? Like when somebody's in a casket? Like,
unfortunately,
somebody's sick
sometimes
in the hospital?
That happens, eh?
And I just went through that, but I want to start this with a good good show. We're going to have that, but I just went through a scenario like that, and I made them feel like a dumbass. I'm like, look, you went 15 years holding a grudge for something this tiny, and now look at the next time you saw the individual in the fucking casket. But let's drop that conversation. You look fucking amazing. Thanks for having me again.
It's a fucking hat, and I got a hoodie on. That's it, man.
Well, you look good. You're in the Christmas spirit. You got the hat
on. Totally, man. Why not? It's the holidays right now. And you know what? 100%,
dude.
It's called Merry Christmas. Period. I don't give a shit about any kind of other forms of it. It's Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I'm not a religious individual, but I still say Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
it's simple as that, man.
I just seen fucking a bunch of guys from Pakistan jamming to Christmas tunes in a car on the way here. I was like, this is phenomenal. Everybody celebrates it, right?
Listen, it's just really about letting all the shit go.
Yes, bro.
And just 100%. Be pleasant.
I love that.
You put a smile on my face for fucking just showing up like that. And I'm sure, like you mentioned off mic, your neighbors were wanting to, let's get a photo.
Yeah, it was good, man. I'm like, sure, no
problem. That's Christmas spirit.
They're with the kids, right?
Yeah, that's Christmas spirit.
Am I doing this wrong?
Just get it.
Okay, got it.
Just fight the mic and just put it there, man.
Google Gadget.
You can't break it. You can't break it.
All right.
So, how did the show go? I saw
the show went good. Let's start it off as in the way I prepared myself was the best thing I ever did in my life. I kept my mind in the game. I concentrated. I prepared. I executed good. Was I nervous? I'm sure anybody would. I don't go in front of 1,500 people all the time.
That's a lot.
But I did it. And I rewatched it. People were laughing. People were saying my name. It was a great feeling. I may have rushed it a little bit, but then I learned a little bit. When I broke the ice for the first 10 minutes, I did. Then when I went on for the second time, I felt like I was a little bit more comfortable. But when I first went on, they had the lights facing the crowd. So it's like, you see everybody. And I'm like, what the fuck? Turn this light off, right? The second time around, the lights were all dark. And I felt like I was more in the zone because you couldn't see the crowd.
Yeah.
But long story short, I was a little nervous at first, but I made it happen. Broke the ice, learned a few little, I'm going to nitpick through what I thought I'd screwed up on a bit, and it opened up a few extra doors, which is fucking amazing.
Perfect, right?
Exactly. Nothing. Exactly. Thank you for saying that. Nothing's perfect. I did it. It was good. People, great feedback. My buddy said you didn't do great. He goes, yeah, I think you did amazing. So that was great to hear from him.
You did something that most people refuse to ever do.
Yeah, dude. It was.
That's the truth of it, man. You did something that's a huge hurdle, man.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad I took. A lot of people told me it takes a lot of courage and balls to do, and I did it. And I'm happy I did because I felt like I broke the ice and.
You ready
it opened
for the
up
next
a lot
one?
More doors. Yeah, I'm definitely ready for the next one. They're going to do one. A couple asked me to, which I never knew. They're like, hey, there's a big Portuguese community in Winnipeg. Would you like to come out there and do a show for us? At our I think they got a hall or something.
Yeah, but you're going to wait till the spring for that one, right?
I think it's coming up, bro. February, June.
Oh,
I don't give a
shit,
fuck.
It's blistering cold.
I'll go out there with an Eskimo suit, bro. There, aren't they called the Winnipeg Eskimos or Bombers or whatever the fuck?
It's Winnipeg cold. That's all it is. Winnipeg cold, man.
They should be called Winnipeg Frostbites.
that's cold. It's over cold, there, man.
Really cold.
I've been
bro.
There in the dead of February.
I never knew Portuguese people lived out there, but she goes, there's a Portuguese community out here. Would you like to do a show with us out here? I'm like, this is amazing. My buddy goes, I told you. The guy that was really encouraging me, I really want to talk about that guy right now. he encouraged me through the whole month of November. He's like, Steve, I would love for you to be the host of that show. And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, listen, I'm not going to stop bothering you until you say yes. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready. I do this stuff at home, but I don't know if I'm ready to
do it. Why did he want you to do it, and why don't you want to do it?
I wasn't like super confident in front of a crowd, because I didn't want to accept failure. I didn't want, even though I know people are not perfect, no mistakes, I really wanted to perfect this. I really wanted to be perfect here before doing that.
Bow down.
Anyway, so he...
You got to thread that in there, man. Pull out your tin of cookies, and there's no cookies in them.
Get a pin.
Yeah.
So he just... what was I saying? He goes, yeah, I'm not going to stop bothering you until you... Am I in the right spot? Yeah, until you say yes. So I wasn't confident at first, and then he definitely pushed me to it. He's an awesome guy. Like, I have him to thank for. And he goes, no, December 1st, you won't be the same guy anymore. The show was November 30th. And he goes, if I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't be asking you. And I'm like, I appreciate that. He's like, I looked at your stuff. You got a fan base. People like what you do. I'm like, he's like, but whether you call it Steve doing for fun or not, people like what you're doing.
Yeah.
People are, you're helping people through their bad days. Yeah. People are laughing at your stuff. People are saying they would go to a show if you had one. Come out here. I never really paid attention to all those comments, but he did. And he kept feeding me all that great feedback. And as I was getting closer to the show, the beginning part, I was thinking, I don't know. I don't think I want to do it. But as I was getting closer to the show, I was feeling more confident. And I have him to thank for. Before bed, you ready? You're going to kill it. You're ready? You're the guy. If I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't be asking.
Did you sleep the night before?
I slept good, man. Like, I cut off caffeine, sugar, and alcohol 2.5 weeks before the show. And I, reason being is I did some, I'm going to tell you why. So this couple that I know are dancers, and they perform. And I go, listen, I'm going to be in front of 1,500 people for the first time in my life. And I'm not, if I'm going to be dead honest, I'm a little nervous. How do I really perfect and get rid of the nerves and the anxiety? Like, I really had these feelings. And she's like, I'm going to tell you right now, there's 3 steps. It might be extremely difficult for some, might be easy for others. And it could be in the middle for any other individual. So I'm like, what is it? They're like, caffeine, sugar, and alcohol. You get rid of that, and I guarantee you that those feelings will go away. And I call it what you want, those feelings went away.
When did you cut the 3 out?
Two and a half weeks.
Before
the show, and I felt like a massive difference. Like, really? This is fucking crazy, bro.
When do you get back on the caffeine, sugar, and alcohol?
I'm not going to lie. The minute the show was over, I had a little bit of wine. I'm like, give me a shot. I took it. But I mean, like, now I found some answers. I guess you do learn something every day. That's a proven fact. And I didn't know that.
It would work, yeah. It totally would work, man.
Because I guess all those toxins are out of your body. I don't know. Yeah. Like, there's so many ways to look at it, but I did. Was it easy? No. Coffee. I love my coffee every day. But I took caffeine completely. I was having tea. I was just trying to find answers to, like, fuck, how do I get this out, man? Steve, you're better than this. You got this, bro. I'm not a shy, embarrassed type of individual. Look what I do on my buddy. This is what he also told me. He goes, look what you do online, and you have 25 whatever thousand followers. He's like, that's nothing compared to what you're going to perform in front of. He's like,
here's the question. He brought the comparison. When you're online, that audience is in right there. The audience is right there at the show.
Correct.
That's what a I big told difference.
It's a massive difference. But yeah, the feedback was good. The people were laughing, which was a good thing. I should have allowed them to finish laughing. Like, should have paused a bit, but I was already like, shit, I don't want to forget.
You were just
kind
of nervous and you were just rushing to the next joke.
Yeah, and,
but that's normal, but exactly, man.
And I learned from it. I'm not mad at myself, but I'm like, fuck, okay, I can get better for the next
one.
Who
did you look up to when you were growing up? Comedy wise.
Fuck, that's a good question, man. Adam Sandler, loved. I can probably reenact so much of his movies. It's just, I would have to like really, okay, that movie, then I can stay apart. That Billy Madison, Adam Sandler, fucking hands on, probably my favorite movie. But him, Eddie Murphy, Chris Tucker,
I go Richard Pryor. Eddie back in Delirious Days. Even Raw is okay.
But yeah, then those guys are good too.
Dave Chappelle, right?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle. Like, the list, there's a massive list. But right now, my two favorite right now as we speak, it's got to be Joe Coy and Sebastian Maniscalco. Holy. So let's talk about Joe Coy for a minute. This is fucking awesome. Bow down. Pissing me off, Bo.
Feliz Navidad.
So, yeah, I went to Joe Coy. Listen, this was fucking cool. Went to a Joe Coy concert, Budweiser stage downtown with a buddy of mine. Sorry, with a friend of mine. Two friends of mine. Group of us. Anyway,
we gotta get this right. We gotta make
perfectly
sure.
Perfectly right. I know. We don't want those problems, eh? Yeah, we're gonna stop it at that. Yeah. So I go to Joe Coy's show. It was fucking great. I'm sitting third row. Show's about to start. I'm like, I'm gonna go get a drink. He comes on. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna wait. So Joe Coy comes on. I actually have it all on Instagram, so this is the absolute truth. He comes on stage. Toronto, I love you. What's up, guys? He's like, I'm fucking thirsty. Who's going to get me a drink? I was literally getting up to go get two quick drinks. I'm like, I'll go get it. He's like, who the fuck are you? You, come here. See, I calls me to the stage, Joe Coy. He reads my shirt. It says self-made, and I had my little necklace on. He's like, I'm going to call you Baby Jesus. He's like, you're 5 foot, probably nothing, and you got a cross on, and your shirt says self-made. Thank you, Baby Jesus. Get me two drinks. This is Joe Coy. I go, he's doing his thing. I go to the bar. I get two drinks. I come back, and he's like, hey, thanks, Baby Jesus. Fucking love you. So he calls me. I'm giving him his drinks, and we end up taking a selfie. So before the selfie, this was epic. But the security was being tight ass on us recording everything. And I'm like, come on. It's like I'm in front of the main comedian.
You're not allowed to?
They were stopping everybody at the camera. So they had to hide the video that I have recorded on my phone.
Okay.
So prior to, I'm bringing him the drinks and we take a picture. But prior to me taking the picture, he did a joke saying, I forget the full joke, but it turns out to be funny at the end what I'm going to say. He goes, you know, Filipino people, parents like to take pictures of us. And every time they take a picture, they show it. Do you like it? Do you like it? And he's like, no, mom, it's fucking blurry. So anyway, our parents suck at taking pictures, what he was trying to get at, right? So I give him the drinks. Thank you, Baby Jesus. I appreciate it. He's like, you want to take a selfie with me? So he gets my phone. He takes the selfie of us. He's like, you like it? I go, no, it's blurry. So when I said that, the whole crowd was actually laughing. It was dope. So the 15,000 people that were there heard everything on camera. It worked out perfect. It was cool. Joe Coy's awesome. Love you. Shout out, Joe Coy. Good
That's
times.
Funny, man.
Comedy shows are fucking a blast, bro.
Did you go to Sebastian's?
I went to Sebastian, like 4 or 5 of them. Amazing. We can relate because he's Italian. Half the shit that he says,
the old man jokes. The old man growing up with the old man jokes.
The cooking jokes, the fucking how his dad would beat the shit out of him. That's all us. That's all a lot of cultures. Not just me and you are Portuguese. We're going to talk about Portuguese. But everything Sebastian says, we can relate 95% of half the shit that he says. That's why I'm a massive fan, and he's fucking hilarious. His facial expressions, he's hilarious. But again, back to the whole, comedy rooms are such a vibe to be in. Like, you look around, everybody is in a good mood. Everybody's smiling. We all came to this room to laugh. Like, the vibe can't be beat, bro. I think that's what made me fall in love with that.
And just enjoy the moment.
I think that's what made me fall in love with it more. And, you know, growing up with uncles, and we were just a very high volume family. We all did fucked up funny stuff, and I guess you want to be like your uncle, you want to be the funny guy, and just
were you always this way, like when you were growing up? Always?
I was shy, I would say, from 13 down.
So what was the spark?
I don't know, bro. Who knows? Maybe I started smoking. I started smoking marijuana and drinking alcohol in high school.
Did it happen around like the holidays? Is that when it's the spark?
No, bro. I was always like into sports, hockey. I'd like, you know.
But you're making jokes. You're like, making light of situations.
I don't know. I think more. I was more. I started to not get shy more after I got into high school. Really, maybe my cousins go, buddy, you're different. You were from 13 and down. I was a super shy kid. I'd be around everybody, but I was just shy. I wasn't really talking much. I was just observing everything. I was at a young age, 13.
Did it take
boom,
you?
The minute I turned 14 and went to high school, boom, everything changed.
Did it take you getting laid?
Oh, yeah, of course. Once you start getting laid, once you start seeing different things, you're smoking a joint for the first time, you got to hide it from your parents.
All you needed was a red cape. Oh, you feel like fucking Superman. That's all you feel like, man.
Oh, fuck, man. The bolts, the fucking, I got, anyway, just maybe a lot of things. I think high school, the minute I got into high school, the game changed completely. For me, and
when you look back,
life changed. I just seen things I'd never seen before.
There's funny moments in high school, but nowadays, though, see, like, are you even paying attention to trying to not say certain things because of how people are so
back in the day?
Today, though, today, or are you just throwing that shit to the side?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Regarding fucking like everyone being too overly sensitive these days.
I never thought back in the day, word sensitive wasn't even a word, bro. Wasn't even a word. I mean, you would think it. We'd get, put it this way. In elementary school, the minute the teacher would say, they would say happy birthday on the announcement.
Yeah,
happy birthday to Steve Mello and Jing Bak Boy or whatever the hell his name was. Me and this Chinese kid had the same birthday.
Another Portuguese kid, right?
Yeah, he was done in Portuguese for
Chinese
sure.
Kid.
He lived in the little Portugal in Dundas. But Jing Bak Boy and Steve Mello, happy birthday. Anyway, you would hate that because you look around, everybody in your classroom is like, Birthday beats, bro.
How old are you getting?
Bro,
that's how many beats you get.
I swear to God. Yeah, exactly. You'd go on recess, you'd be like, like you're fucking trying to duck everybody.
And we need birthday for beats in Parliament.
Holy fuck, bro, I'm telling you.
You imagine?
Oh,
just
bro.
Like, whose birthday is it? Hands up.
Yeah.
All right, how old are you?
Oh,
all right,
man.
Let's go. Safety Corner, your weekly guide to safer construction. Introducing Safety Corner, the latest must-watch show from the creators of The Construction Life. Co-hosted by safety expert Philip Farrar and powered by his S1 Safety Division, this 30-minute weekly series cuts through the noise to bring you real footage and raw insights from actual job sites. No fluff, just hard-hitting analysis, and Philip and myself break down what went right, what went wrong, and what could have gone catastrophically wrong. Each week, we tackle the biggest safety issues facing the industry today, sharing the knowledge every tradesperson needs to make it home safe. Whether you're on the job or managing the site, Safety Corner is here to help you build smarter, safer, and better. Tune in to revolutionize the way you approach safety on the job. Catch Safety Corner weekly because safety isn't just important, it's essential.
Bro, those days were crazy, man. Yeah, but we would be dying for recess to be over because to get away from everybody.
You didn't want to go to recess. You're almost crying inside.
Buddy, I'm telling
you,
man.
You're crying inside, man.
Can you imagine now?
You step foot on that ground outside?
Yeah, yeah. You can't do that now. There's no way in hell that these kids are no.
What the fuck are kids doing when recess is going on in elementary? I don't know what's going on. I'm not a parent, so I don't know.
I'm going to bring up a throw. That's a great question. I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't know. Fucking iPads.
What did
cell
we
phones,
do? We did. We went out and we just talked shit amongst our friends. We just talked shit for 15 minutes and that was it.
My recess, I'm going to tell you my recesses compared to the back in the day. We used to play red ass. How many comments are going to get on the fucking things on the red ass? We used to play
Handball,
Pogs.
Yeah.
Pogs. We used to play Salada, crush the can. Salada, crush the can.
Yeah.
And you would have to get it through the guy's legs. If you get it through the guy's legs, that guy's going to run and touch a fucking sign before he catches a couple shots in the jaw. What else? Well, Pogs. I don't know what it is. I used to love fucking Pogs growing up. I'm a little younger than you. But Pogs is a fucking thing. You're going to see people be like, holy
What
bro,
are they
Pogs.
Doing nowadays? Like, what bro, are the kids doing
this is
now?
What kids doing now.
Right? No fucking way. They're cell on their phones. They go on
iPads.
Recess.
They're finding Pokemon on the fucking floor. What the fuck's a Pokemon? I don't know.
That's what they're doing on recess time?
I can't even. I drove by an elementary school the other day, and I swear to God, I'm like, everybody's on their tablets. There's no activities. There's nobody's playing anything. Well, we didn't have that back in the day. Thank God.
Are they still doing
Playday? We didn't
have
that back in the day. Playday was the shit, bro.
Are they still doing that?
I think they are. I think I seen it last year. Playday was fun.
Are they canceling it because it's too competitive, or is it too like everyone's got to be the same?
That's a good point, man. They may be.
I don't know. Whoever
they took out dodgeball for fuck's sake. I used to love dodgeball.
Ridiculous. Because bang. One kid starts crying because a parent felt it. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I was like, give me a fucking break.
Bro,
man.
I swear to God, my dad, when we meet the teacher thing, oh my God, if me and my sister weren't doing good in class, when they called, okay, with, you know, Steve got a C, he should really be getting an A. My dad's over there like, well, yeah.
He's wondering should if be his belt a or C. slipper.
You're gonna have
belt or slipper?
When you get home, you're going to get a buck. Oh, bro, belt, slipper, fucking his hands. This is something I wanted to say on a show one day, but I'm going to say it here. Fuck it. Talking about that, so those meetings that my dad had one day, he wasn't upset with what the teacher was saying. He was very upset with what the teacher was saying. So he gives me that look when you get home, so on and so forth. I got home. My dad, 43 years working low-rise forming, gave me a fucking slap. Just one full-hander right off the face, right? 10 minutes later, his handprint was like this on my face. On my face, I guess. Hear me out. So then he looks at me, he's like, I'm sorry, but next week you don't go to school. You stay home.
I don't need report.
I don't want report. And I want 2008 come to my house. You stay home, man. I'm sorry. But, bro, his fucking handprint. Oh, you didn't play it, bro.
Put some ice on that.
Crazy. Yeah, bro. He felt bad.
Bow down.
That bow is staying down for the remainder of the show. We need more glue. But, yeah, no, times have changed, man. Kids are sensitive, super sensitive. Even on the job sites, bro.
Is it going to go full circle or what? You think it's going to come back? When these kids become parents? Are they going to start beating their kids up?
Fuck.
Kids, or is it just going
to
get worse?
You got to beat your kids, bro. They have to.
I don't know a single parent today that beats their kids, man.
No, I don't.
And listen, beats and killing somebody, hurting somebody, it's two different things, man.
Yeah, of course, man. Giving them a nice 1-2 warning shot that, hey, you better not do that again because I ain't playing type of shit is what's needed. You got to do it, bro. Call it what you want. I can't hit my kids. I love him. That's my baby. Yeah, man, your baby just did a mistake. Well, how is he going to learn from his mistake?
Man.
You got to bitch slap the kid, and he'll get straight because my dad did it to me, and later in life I learned, you know? Fucking, it's the truth, man. It works. Call it what you want. I think it works better than, you better not do that again, Jeffrey. Okay? What the fuck does that do?
A good talking to.
Good talking to doesn't do shit, bro. These kids just walk over their parents and they do it again. They do it again. They do it again. They do it again. My dad would beat the shit out of me and my sister. We can't do that. Dad's gonna kill us. We're about to. Can't do that. Dad's gonna kill us.
Oh, you
gotta
know
be
what?
Home at 9 o'clock sharp. We could stay till 9:15.
Everything that's done was never anywhere near close to murder. You know what I mean? It was just on the cusp. That's all it was.
I almost got murdered once.
Really?
My dad almost beat me so bad. I'm only kidding. I take that back. It gets aggressive.
But you're here now and you survived this. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. It's on the cusp of murder. It's not murder.
No, I'm being a little sarcastic, but you're right, bro. Times have changed, Manny. Times have changed, bro. Things are not what they used to be, man.
And it's the same shit on the construction sites?
Some guys are a little sensitive, soft, man. You can't say nothing.
Sensitive
you
really what? Like a comment?
Certain words, man. Hey, man, you fucking reek, bro. You don't know how to fucking put on a spike. You don't know how to nail a spike. You fucking reek. Jesus Christ, open your eyes. Holy, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, man, we're joking. Settle down. Get another nail and hit the
you're
fucking
shit
thing.
At what you're doing. Just get better.
Bro. I thought you were a carpenter. You can't even swing a hammer type of shit. Really, bro? And then, like, bro, take the joke, bro. Be a man. What are you? 30 fucking, you're 35. What are you? 12? Settle down. Relax. We're kidding.
What do you do? You
get trying sent, to make you a man.
You get sent down to HR. Is that what happens if he reports you? Is that what you got to go
gotta
through?
Be, honestly, that's probably huge in our safety talks at, in the job sites is
sensitivity like, training.
What's the word I'm looking for, man? You got to be polite to one another, which is to a certain degree. Yeah. You know, if he deserves to get a little fucking rough talk, he deserves it, man.
Can't I have be. This thought because I've never been in the 9-to-5 office environment, right? I've never been in the cubicle world and all that stuff, right? But I honestly believe that their 8-hour shift, they probably work 2 or 3 hours. And you guys can attack me and I don't give a shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think out of that 8-hour day, they work 2-3 hours worth, like actual 2-3 hours worth of production. But yet they have all this go-to HR bullshit. So if someone comes by and says something in a certain tone or whatever, then they get this whole report and they get something. And that's not applicable to construction. Like, I don't know if it is. Is it these days in construction where it's like, you guys are working 8 hours. You go there, you work 8 hours. Even though if you're waiting for concrete, you're working 8 hours. You're preparing for that shit. Then you're hustling and you're going through and you're getting the job done. Like, construction industry, you work 8 hours. You work the time that you're there.
Buddy, we're producing.
You don't work the 8 hours, man.
No, you're not. You're definitely not doing what the guys are on the field. That's for sure. Not even a chance, man. Oh, we kill it, man. At least my guy with the crew that I work in, we all fucking participate pretty fucking amazing, man. If you ask me, but I've worked in places where I mean, this guy's got paid for 8 hours, but he really did fucking two.
He's a master of
this.
Like,
guy's getting the same money. We're both getting the same money, but this guy runs 4 cranes all day. And this guy pushes a broom, but you guys are getting the same money. There's, I don't know. I don't think that's fair. My opinion. But that's just the system, right?
I had a guy reach out to me recently. We're trying to figure out what day he's going to come. He's a crane op.
Mm.
And he wanted to come on the show. He's an ex-military service man.
Oh, shit, eh? Right on.
And then he got into construction industry, and he's a crane op, successful. He's doing really well.
Good, good.
And he wanted to just shed a lot more light on the whole industry. I've been itching to get a crane op on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I actually reached out to a couple. They didn't answer me.
I get it. A lot, for the most part, a lot of them are quiet. But it was it was like, I know that I shared a clip recently from the Safety Corner show where it's like the guys got tickets for not wearing their hard hats because they were on the job site having their lunch. So the ML agent
stupid,
just...
Bro.
I know.
Yeah, that's
I know. And Phil disagreed
I've
with it, too. And I 100% disagree with it. And then the question of crane ops are supposed to wear hard hats. They're all by themselves inside.
Yeah,
their,
that up there. So what? That's
what's the theory
that
behind
makes
that?
No sense.
There's why do you need to have a hard hat?
He has to wear it on site. And then as they're climbing up their thing.
But when you're operating the crane?
No, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's... We did the guy... Not trying to throw anybody under the bus, because it's the absolute truth. Nobody I know that I've worked with in the fucking crane, me commuting with that guy, has that guy wearing a hard hat, bro. There's no point, bro.
Like, there's got to be a little bit of reality.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Simple as that. I understand, like you said, walking to the crane, getting started the day.
You're getting on the side.
You're on the job site.
You're
climbing the ladder. You're going up there. I understand all that shit.
Yeah.
You're sitting there for 8+ whatever hours the shift is. You don't fucking need a hard hat on. I don't give a shit what anybody says. You don't.
Yeah, no, that's dumb.
That should be an exempt.
There's some weird things that they bring to our attention, and it's like, what? What are you talking about, man? What kind of world do you live in? This is the real world over here. Don't follow that book. Some of that book shit, you gotta fucking redo that thing over again, because some of that stuff doesn't make any sense.
But they're almost just making it more difficult, so then they're not inviting more people to come into the industry. They do it on purpose, no? When I look at construction at face value, and you kind of just add the balance sheet, like you make the two lists, I always come to recently the conclusion, why the fuck should I get into construction? That question happens, man. It does. Because of what you're demanding of every little fucking detail, like the greenwashing bullshit, all these fucking...
Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense. There's
not understanding real construction and then abiding by these stupid rules that are just coming up from lawyers and their assistants that are in an office cubicle that are working for 2 hours of the day is what I'm trying to get at. And then they're coming up with all this new legislation, which is all bullshit.
Yeah, bro.
And now all you're doing is, you know what? You're making people not interested in getting into construction. And I'm talking about boots on the ground people. Not the ones that are nepo babies that were given this construction company by the grandfather that handed it down to the father handed it down to the son, and now the son's
running. They're just doing it because they got to pay their bills, man. But some people are unhappy with a lot of the rules and stuff. Yeah, 100%, man.
But a lot of people are getting the fuck out.
If they can find anything better, yeah, God bless them, man. Get the fuck out. If I can, I don't blame them, man.
What's you? Are you, because of the show was really good, and now you're going to do another hosting event, at some point you're going to be facing yourself in the mirror, and you're going to be looking at things going, I got to pull the trigger and decide I'm not going to do construction anymore.
Oh, buddy, we're on a mission right now. Honestly, yeah, I'm just saying yes to everything. The next one isn't going to be a host. I'm actually going to be one of the two or three that are going to come, I think. I don't know the full arrangements yet.
How long
is
the gig for? How long do you talk?
I don't know. It all depends, I guess, what they're asking for. I think half an hour per person type of thing. I think maybe a tad more, maybe a little less.
That's a long run.
It's a little bit of a run, yeah, no doubt. But it's opened a lot of doors, man, that one that I did. And I'm saying yes to everything. Stuff that I was saying no to before.
Eventually, you're going to have to say no to construction.
That's my plan, bro. No? That's my plan. Honestly, man, if I could say no, I mean, and not have to put on an alarm clock to go work in the cold or fuck it, bro. I'm over it, bro. I'm over it, man. But we'll see, man.
Did you have a chat with your boss already?
My boss knows what I do. He's my boy. Yeah. We're good friends since we were little boys, man, working with our dads, working construction. And now he's my foreman. Guy's 10 out of 10. He respects me. I respect him. He likes what I do. He fucks with it. And, bro, he's all about it. Not like some guys out there. The minute you find something better in your life, this is the true story. This is very true. The minute you find something better, some guys get all sour. It's like, they almost like unfriend you. In the working, like a
why?
Oh, bro, it's fucking why retarded. Can't you this be guy happy? Just found a better job. Exactly. This guy found a better job and he's giving you his 2 weeks notice and you're upset at the guy. You can see the body language. Body language doesn't lie. Body language is 100% proof.
But that's
how that person is.
That's on the person who's reacting that way.
Yeah,
big time.
But then you catch that vibe and it's like, yeah, you're not for me, bro. See you later, dude. You find, me and you work together in the same field. I'm your boss. You come up to me. Steve, I found something way better. I'm going to give you my 2 weeks notice. I'm so excited, bro. It's going to change my life. I can buy better things. I can do this and do that. I would be so happy for you, bro. I would be like, bro, God bless you, man.
Send me the first invitation. Send me I'll be there. I'll watch it.
That's how I am. And people who know me know that I'm not no hater, bro. Yeah. Fuck, man. I worked for everything I got. So, I mean, I know what fucking struggling is, man. And I know what it is. I'm not going to say I'm super successful. I'm okay. But I'm happy from where I was at one point in life to where I am now, 100%. And I'm happy for people who achieve things and get better in life. I love that stuff.
Is fame
going
to change you, man?
No, I don't think
so.
You know
how you heard that fame changes people?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it does. What you see online and with individuals, no, you just got to just be yourself. Be your natural self. Don't change for nobody. Don't change for fuck that, man. That whole, man. I think that's
what do you think is going to be the new Diddy?
Fuck, I don't know, man. I think everybody's a lot more cautious now, man.
I know.
I don't think anybody's throwing no private parties, and I don't think anybody's going to any private parties after this stink.
I don't know,
man. Now you're getting Will Smith and is involved and all that crazy stuff. But I'm looking forward to, man, is the Christmas break I have coming up soon for 2 weeks. That's what I'm looking forward to.
What are you planning? Just chill?
You know what?
Relax, friends, family?
I might be going to friends, family, some relaxing time. Try to go to the gym if this lower back gets any better anytime soon. I just tweaked it the other day. But yeah, friends, family, Christmas is
tweak
all about
is another
that.
Word for getting older.
Yeah.
That's true, all it is.
I think I've done this exact feeling so many times and it healed within a day. But now I'm on day 3 and I'm fucked. But I couldn't miss the Miss episode of the construction line.
I appreciate it. It's a good thing we're sitting down.
Yeah,
you know, maybe we eventually have to do shows. We're just laying down in beds in hospitals, oh, right? And just that's it. There he goes. Bring the mic over here.
Oh my God, we can. maybe that's somewhere down the line. Somewhere down the line, we can get that. We can get creative. Yeah, I got all the props you need, eh? I got all.
No,
the props
I get it. I would never. I've had when I was younger in the film business and I was directing commercials. I remember parents wanting to talk to me about having their kids into the business, and I always told the parent, "Don't fucking put your kids in the business, man. It's a scary, very scary business."
In the film industry,
in the entertainment industry,
really?
Right?
That's
back in the 90s, right? That's like. And you heard about all this shit, and now this whole Diddy shit coming out, and then you've heard all about the child actors out there. You know, lots of shit happens.
Yeah,
fame just fucking does something to people, and then...
I think just the fucking sickle-minded
not people, everybody survives it. That's the problem.
I think just the sickle-minded adults gotta fucking know your role and respect the child. Let a child be a child. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. Know your lane.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck in it, bro. Straight up.
But that's when you got all these successful shows out there like Stranger Things and all this other shit, you got every parent looking at their kid going, my kid's a star. Kid's a star. That's it. My kid's going to be on the new fucking Stranger Things or whatever it is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you're like, you really
we're
want
just
that
like, hey, that's some Stranger Things.
Protect your investment one drop at a time. Your home or project deserves the very best when it comes to waterproofing. Trust nothing less than the service that guarantees you peace of mind and lasting protection. Meet Antonio, the expert behind Aquastop waterproofing. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to keep your basement dry or a contractor in search of a reliable partner, Antonio and his skilled team deliver unparalleled quality and service. From the first site assessment to the final backfill, every detail is handled with precision, ensuring your project is completed on time, on budget, and to the highest standard. Antonio's team doesn't just solve problems, they prevent them. With a proven track record of working with insurance companies, educating clients, and using the best products available, Aquastop Waterproofing offers a solution you can depend on for years to come. Experience the difference with a team committed to excellence. Antonio and Aquastop Waterproofing are your go-to professionals for all things waterproofing. Get in touch with Aquastop Waterproofing today at 647-631-4144 or visit them at www.aquastopwaterproofing.ca. For direct inquiries, email Antonio at antonio@aquastopwaterproofing.ca. Let's make sure your property stays safe and sound, rain or shine. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. You got to be careful. Like, I just know that. I remember all these parents. Look, isn't my kid the most beautiful kid ever? Like, it's...
It's like just a kid, man.
It's a fucking kid,
just
man.
Just a kid, bro. Settle down.
If you look back in the 80s, did you fucking think some hard accent, 6'2" Austrian fucking muscle bound idiot who hardly know how to speak English would become a superstar? Like, if you put that math together and you're like, how the fuck did you become a superstar? So it's not about your kid being beautiful, your kid being talented. It's just hard work and determination, man. That's all it is.
Yeah. 100%, man. Keeping your mind in the game and staying focused. And
but you got to be careful of those like the demons, man.
The
like
fucking
there's some
sickles,
fucking
bro.
Sickles out there.
They're definitely
getting invited to certain parties. And
that
yeah,
all comes
right.
down to parenting when you're that young.
Yeah.
Too. Oh, my back's fucked. Yeah, man. Like a parent would be like, bro, you got to just don't let your parents, don't let your kid, if he's under the age of 16, go and do these things alone. Be a parent and parent him and watch him. You know, be there for him. When he becomes an adult, then okay, off he goes or off she goes. But don't they just hand them over to these, you know, like you said, that industry is nuts, man. You're just handing over your kid. Oh, he's going to be rich one day. He's going to be a star. Here you go, guys. Here's
it's
my
same
kid.
Same thing with sports, man.
True. You've seen some fucked up stories. Like Theo Fleury's story is crazy. I was a fan of him growing up.
Theo Fleury. Skit? I saw some skit recently. It was like a sports skit. And there was like this hot chick with this guy. And then they started frisking the girl down. And then they discovered a condom on her. And they're like, hang on a sec. And they opened up the condom and they poured something in it. And it had all these holes in there.
No.
And so she was just planning to get, you know, yeah, sure, put a condom on. Yeah, but then
girls, women are nuts too out there, man. They'll definitely do
that's
that.
That's what
man.
I'm saying. Is like you start smelling people and their success and all this money coming in. And then fame gets attached to them. And they're like, okay, everyone starts coming out of the woodwork. And then you got to really wonder when you have nothing, who's calling you? Who's texting you?
That's very
who's
true, man.
Who's speaking to you? Because those are the real people in your life, right? The ones 100%. Out of the blue that just reach out and just say, what's up, man? How's it going?
Yeah, 100%, man. Yeah, I got quite a few of those too, man. But I keep it real, man. I only talk to the ones who are top left and who's been fucking with me for the whole entire way. And but there's some new friends that come into the picture, some that you can catch the vibe off them. You can see that they're happy for you and they're happy for anything you do and just like you for you. Instead of a fake individual who only, like you said, calls you and contacts you whenever, let's say, you may be getting somewhere or achieving certain things in life. Hey, how you doing? How are you? I haven't heard from you in 15 years, and you're coming at me like I just spoke to you yesterday.
So you know what I do when I see that come up on the display when I haven't heard from that person?
Uh-huh.
I treat it as a reminder to delete that contact.
Yeah, almost that. That's almost that's an amazing way to look at it. 100%, dude.
100%. Well, that's right.
Or I just ignore it. Just be like,
I got it. No, you ignore it. But I think, oh yeah, you gave me a reminder now. I got to delete this.
Yeah. Or unread. Just leave it unread.
Like, yeah, it's just simple as that, man. Like,
talk it to yourself type of thing.
How do you deal with that? How do you deal with, like, you're coming up with ideas. You're coming up with scenarios. You're trying to figure it out. You're doing, how am I going to do this? How am I going to say this? How am I going to hit the right note? And what did work or what didn't work? How do you navigate all that? How do you figure that out? When we're younger, one of those scenarios, it unfolds right in front of our eyes, but then we start sharing all that shit, but we start telling our version of that shit. But how do you do that? How do you design?
I
don't
know. I follow my gut, bro, now, bro. Yeah? I follow my gut with everything. I'll go somewhere and put it this way. Majority of the time, I'm alone. If I'm with anybody, it's because we're close. That's number one. Number two is if I go anywhere to a bar, to a restaurant, to a club, which clubs are not even my thing anymore, but anywhere really, I catch a bad vibe inside me. I get a bad gut feeling. Later, bro.
From the place or gone. People or both?
Everything.
Really?
I'll be even with a group. If I feel like I'm a bad, I don't even say bye anymore. I'll go somewhere with people and then I won't even say bye. If I want to leave, I'm gone.
What is it? What is it that's doing?
I don't know. I've had that numerous times. Like, you know what? Like, for example, nothing good happens after 1 a.m. So if I'm out, which rarely I'm out till that time these days, but if I'm out 1 a.m., I'm out of here. Peace out. Home time. But could be feelings with people too. I could see a little dispute going on to my right and I'm over here hanging out. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm out. Or many things, man. The vibe's got to be there, but I follow my gut with almost everything and anything I do. Straight up family, friends, locations, establishments. Work, even if I have, you name it. See ya. The energy and the vibe isn't there. I'm gone.
Why do you think family changes?
I don't know, man. That's for me. It hurts too, man. Because this time of the year, we would all be hanging out. Like I have
a big
portion of my family still. We still talk. Yeah. But like you said earlier, it's true, man. When younger, we were all.
But you're planning all the routes, right?
Now we don't.
You're planning on which now cousin you're going to go visit first, and you do all the routes, right? But as an adult, there's no planning. There's no getting together. There's no nothing.
Very few of that.
Because of that shit that we talked about earlier, where it's like you're pissed off because of this and this little thing, and don't ever speak to that side of that and that all this other shit, right?
It could be over hate. Some people don't even like people succeeding. Oh, you got a bigger house than me, or a better job than me. I've seen it, man. That's sad, bro. People just gotta be you. Just be you. Do what makes you happy and be happy for people, man. Just be happy, man. Can't stand the whole. Hater type, angry type, miserable, unhappy people, man, individuals. I can't. That drives me mental, man. Those people, I don't go spend a second near any one of those kind of people.
Do you think a lot of people are getting married to please their families more so than please them?
I think that's even a coin flip, man. A lot of people definitely got married because, oh, my mom says I got to get married before I'm 20 or 21 or 22.
Well, then you could also add a point C in there. This is like a biological clock and you got to have a child, right? Doesn't matter what the sperm is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I know some
people. Lots of women are getting into that situation just to have the child, right? I've been approached before just to donate and I'm like, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. That's not... I don't have the mental capacity to kind of deal with that shit later on. To know that, no strings attached, man. No strings attached, whatever.
No,
I'm like,
no.
No, man. I don't want that eating away at me for the rest of my days, man.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. I know a couple of people who did that too. Even the whole, even the whole to legalize people. Hey, have you heard of that one?
Oh, the green card thing?
Oh, the green card.
That shit's been going on since like the 70s and 80s, man.
But you know, now it's fucking crazy.
Is it major now?
I'm not going to say location.
Cuba used to be a big thing about that shit.
Buddy of mine brought over a girl from, I don't know, wherever they met. She asked him, can we do this? so I can get the papers and become legal and green card.
How did she know? How did they know each other?
I don't know how they knew. I think it was through a family member, and they communicated with the two parties. The two parties made it happen, and then boom. But this was actually 10 or 12 years ago. But I'm saying, compared to back in the day, now it's insanity. It's crazy how the people who are, what do you call them, the inspectors or the fucking...
The immigration?
The people that are looking at it. They're trying to see if there's mail. So there was people coming out of the... searching the guy's garbage to make sure that there was their mail coming out of, like, both of those individuals. Because obviously, once they're getting married, they're gone. And they're not really married. They're not even living in the same house.
They're just married on paper.
But they got to follow... My buddy would say you'd have to be living with them for about a year, for example. So it looks real. Because there's people watching, because they people fuck the system, right? They know people are making money off it. They know it's not a real marriage.
They're what trying is to it going right nowadays to fucking I don't, pretend
I know marriage. A guy, I know a buddy of mine, like got 10, like 30K.
30K?
They gave him 30K, married his chick, bang, boom, 30 grand. And then the story I'm talking about.
Four chicks in 1 year? That's not bad money if you're making that kind of money.
If you have the people, right?
In different cities, man.
That's wild, man. But the one I'm talking about, he said he had people checking his garbage. This recent guy. He's like, I did that, and there's people checking my garbage, seeing if hers mail and my mail is coming out of the same house.
Why are they checking the garbage? I don't understand that. The mail would be like the open envelopes would be in the recycle bin, no?
I don't know, dude, man. They said there's people checking their garbage. It was nuts. And seeing it was nuts, man. Knocking on the door, trying to see who answers the door. He's like, weird individuals. He's like, right after, about 4 months after they got married.
Can you go to jail if you get caught or something?
I think it's a fine. I think it's a big thing. Yeah, bro. 100%. If you're doing that I think I'm in the right spot here. Yeah, just to get them in the country. They're tracking that down, bro. They're on that, man. I know another guy, the guy who's telling me that he went through that. He says he knows an individual who got, I don't know if it was a fine or some sort of trouble with the law, because you can't do that, bro. Yeah, bro.
But what if it's legitimate? Like, what if you go on vacation, go away somewhere, you want to clear your head, life sucks, I need to change. And then you meet somebody.
True.
And you're like, okay, listen, do you want to come back? Come and visit me now. And all of a sudden now you guys get together and you start a relationship. And it's just like, it didn't work out. So it just didn't work out. We thought everything was perfect.
I believe your story. Because that happens everywhere and every day. That happens every day. But it's totally happen. It's the system, I guess, trying to track down the ones that are lying. I don't know. I don't know
the ins and the outs. Taking
advantage of the situation. And it's, there's people watching, man. There's people watching to see if they're really a thing, man. Back to the freaking haters. It's probably a hater family. Those guys are not, who knows, bro.
So, I wonder if there's like even a thing on Tinder or something like that they're just scouring and looking for those opportunities, man. I don't fucking know.
For sure. There's probably a Facebook market.
Dude, I don't know that world. I don't get it, that world, but whatever, man.
Yeah, it's wild, man. So how about yourself? What are you up to these Christmas holidays?
It's gonna be quiet, man.
Quiet's good. Bro.
I'm debating.
I'm content with my own company.
I'm debating just disappearing.
Yeah.
Not telling anybody.
I might go on a trip. I'm very spontaneous. I'm different. Yeah. The minute I get those 2 weeks off, I'll go to fucking the world map, throw a freaking pin on it, wherever the hell it lands, I'm gone. I'm type of shit. I went to freaking Asia during COVID, at the end of COVID.
Yep.
It was amazing. I went to Japan. Japan for 4 days. Then we went to Singapore for 6 days. After Singapore, we flew to Bali, stayed in Bali for 18 days. After Bali, we went to Hong Kong.
We're on the wrong side of the planet. You know that.
Oh, yeah, bro. Buddy, when
you
I went to
Europe, you can go everywhere. Like,
can I tell
relatively
you?
Relatively close, man.
I felt like a brand new human being when I was in that country. Why? I don't know. I felt healed. There was temples and Buddhas and spiritual. They're blessing you.
To it.
They're putting sage around your unit every morning with a flower, burned candle. I was amazed with the level of respect and the culture is just so freaking warming.
Is it
and
selfish of you not to tell anybody you're going to disappear?
No, not at all, man. I don't know nothing to nobody, man. If I want to disappear, I'll disappear tomorrow. See ya. I don't know anybody. Nothing.
Nobody. I'm not. I'm just asking.
No, I know. 100%. Like,
I don't think it's selfish to do.
Nobody
that.
Puts food on my table for me. Nobody pays my bills. Nobody wakes up and does my day of work
so
for
if you
me.
Wanna
nobody
wake gives up me a paycheck. You got 2 weeks off, and you want to go gone. Here? Then go.
See you later. I'm out the door. Won't say a word to nobody. Done.
So that should all change though when you start wife, kids.
Yeah, responsibilities, for sure. Yeah, no, and I respect that. If you're in a marriage and you're in something like that, of course, you got to tell your significant other and or even go together or can't just anyway, you can't disappear if you're married. 100% You can't do that. That's not the right thing to do. Unless you guys aren't working out and you want to pull a Houdini and then everybody.
Build the future you dream of with Generation Construction. Your home is where life happens, where your style shines, and where your future begins. Whether it's your first home, a space for growing family, or a place all your own, you need a builder who understands your vision and brings it to life. At Generation Construction, they ensure your home is everything you've imagined. Greg, the visionary behind Generation Construction, knows that today's homeowners, they want more than just walls. They want a space that reflects who they are. At Generation Construction, they don't just build houses, they craft homes that are uniquely yours. With a reputation for excellence, trust, and a commitment to working with the best, Generation Construction offers a seamless, stress-free experience that ensures your home stands strong for years to come. Contact Generation Construction today at 705-961-5562 in the Muskoka area and 647-381-0361 in the Greater Toronto area, or visit them at www.generationconstructionltd.com. For inquiries, email Greg at greg@generationconstructionltd.com. Let's build your dream project together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
You see a lot of rocky relationships these days? Because of construction? Because of the economy of construction?
I'm going to say that. I'm going to keep it two words. No comment. No comment. We're going to stay right there. Woo! Have I seen rocky things, rocky relationships? Oh, my
God. I just think there's a lot of rockiness going on.
There's a lot of rockiness going on. There's a lot of...
That's it. No, we'll leave it at that.
A lot of rocky shit going on, man.
There's a lot of shit going on in other industries too, right?
Yeah, definitely, man. I couldn't agree with you more on that topic right there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to keep it quiet. I want to keep it quiet. I like the kind of quietness these days and just... I'm at a point where I'm more of an observer right now these days, right? I just want to go places and I'll just watch. I'll just see what's going on. And then absorb it. And I won't photograph and like I
do. Yeah, you're just taking it all in.
I've been like, it's stunning sometimes. I've been on vacations where everybody is just pulling out their phones and their tablets and they're documenting everything, but nobody's in the moment. Nobody's experiencing right then and there and having like retaining that memory.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody's doing that.
That's true. See, for me, I'll observe everything, take it all in, be in the moment, and then I like to record my wherever the hell I'm at. I do that, but I'm taking it all in before I do that. Because I make sure that I like to have memories. I like to capture everything. And I like to record everything. But you are absolutely right. I make sure I take in the moment first. Wow, look at this. This is incredible. When I was, put it this way, I had an elephant pick me up to go to dinner in freaking Bali. How do you even put that into words, bro? And I have a video that's phenomenal.
Was she a big girl or was she just an elephant?
She was a big girl. And you know what her name was? The elephant's name was Melanie. And she was my age at the time I was there. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Guy's like, my friend, elephant, pick you up in 10 minutes. The elephant named Melanie, 37 years old. I'm like, what? An elephant's going to pick me up for dinner? How the fuck do I dress up for this shit? Like Tarzan? I was going to rip out a curtain and wrap it around my waist.
You do the whole foot thing and then get up there?
Oh, dude, man. So we have a door. You open up to the little door, get off your balcony, and right into the elephant. Really? And I felt like Aladdin, bro. I sat on a couch. There's a guy over there on top of the elephant's ears, and I'm sitting on the couch on the back of the elephant, and you're in the middle of the jungle, and it's just taking you to the restaurant. It's like a 12-minute elephant ride, pure slow. You're looking around like, holy fuck, bro. This is my Uber for the night. It's incredible. But when can you say you've done something like that? Like, phenomenal, bro. Like, the best. That's probably one of the most experience I've ever done in my life.
Same thing with camels if you go to the Middle East.
Yeah, that's on my list. I haven't done that yet, but that's on my list 100%. If I go out that way, I'm definitely doing the camel desert thing. That looks like a hell of a good time.
I just
want to
see how big those camel toes are. That's all.
Yeah. Make sure you cover your face because they spit far, eh? Those fuckers.
Do they?
Yeah, I'm talking about the camel toe spits far, eh?
You're amazed at the camel toe, and they're looking at it and going, stop looking at my camel toe, man. That's why they spit at you, man.
Oh, Levi, both spit at the camel toe and the camel both spit at you. No, but it's a vibe out there. No,
that's
friends.
What I mean. We're in North America here, and you get to Europe, you can get all different places. and just to absorb the cultures there, just to see how things are different there. We're so used to the bullshit Toronto traffic here, the bullshitness that's in this particular country.
Yeah.
And I mean, America is the exact same thing too. It's just, I'm grouping North America in one, and it's just, you should disappear and go there and just experience it.
Yeah, 100%. Man. Talking about that, so the traffic in Toronto, it's road rage. Sometimes I get into that road rage feel. People are saying fuck you to each other, this, that, cutting people off. When I was in Bali, the traffic is 20 times worse than Toronto. Every little piece of real estate, there's either a moped, a bike, a bicycle, a cart, van. But everybody's in the best mood. Good day. Nobody's slipping birds.
Nobody's snapping.
Everybody's smiling. Oh, everybody's in a great mood. When I saw that, I go, damn, this is the complete 360 of where I'm from.
And Japan's the same way too.
Everybody's so polite, so respectful. I swear to God, if I can pick up myself and go and live there, I'd go and live there tomorrow to Bali, Indonesia, 100%. I swear to God. After I was there for 18 days, my friend who I went with, she was right about everything.
Yeah.
It was amazing, man. She was right about it. I said, it's a great place. I had a great time.
Before that, you never thought about going there, or you always had an idea?
I just wouldn't even know where to even start, man.
Yeah.
They got it all together. They did the itinerary. They got the flights.
You went from here to what?
Here, Vancouver. Vancouver, Japan.
Yep. And then Japan.
I stayed for, I think, a day or two, whatever it was. Then we went to Singapore. Stayed in Singapore for 6 days. Just another great, phenomenal place. Japan's that hub
where everyone's going to Australia. They go to New Zealand. They go to Thai.
Yeah, it's like the hub.
Yeah, they go everywhere. Yeah, from there.
Singapore's spectacular. What a beautiful place. Then from Singapore, we went to Bali.
They got some serious rules there, though, eh?
Buddy, let me tell you, even want to mention that, but you're absolutely right. They were, there was a newspaper there. So I was staying at like a hostel, but a nice hostel. It was a really nice place, cheap, nice spot. I'm outside having a smoke. There, you can't even throw a cigarette or gum on the floor, or they will throw you in jail for fucking 10 years or whatever it is. So one second. So I'm smoking a cigarette. At the time I was smoking cigarettes, I'm smoking. There's like 100 ashtrays scattered around the streets. But what a spotless city this is. Spotless. Like, you won't even see a leaf on the fucking floor. Amazing, beautifully, beautifully clean. Anyhow, so I finished my cigarette, put it in the ashtray, boom. I'm looking at a newspaper, and it showed, what did it say again? Oh yeah, a Singaporean native caught with marijuana possession through airport or something like that will be hung, if I read correctly, and I'm gonna lean more towards an 85% that I read this correctly, will be hung on so-and-so date for those crimes. Because she was a Singapore native bringing drugs into Singapore, type of thing.
Wow.
I can almost, please God, tell me I'm right, because I know I read that and I remember correctly. Yes, she will be hung on so and so date. Hung, bro. I'm like, bro, what are we in the medieval times? Wild, bro. Wild. Singapore's no joke, bro. Singapore's
You got to be respectful of places that you go visit, man.
Dude, you're not home, bro. You're not home. This is home is one way. These people are another way, or this culture is another way.
Yeah, but do you think it's an oppressed culture? Like, do you think people,
bro? God bless them, and I respect some of their decisions. Like, for example, people can take this how they want. While you share this video, like in Russia, I have a friend of mine. He's from Afghanistan, and what an amazing individual, by the way. Solid, respectful man named Abdul. And, you know, over here you have the gay parades and so on. And so, whoever wants to be that, God bless you, do you, man. But he goes, my country, Steve, my country, you gay, don't cut your head. You'll cut your head off over there, bro. That's the rules out there. Hey, man, every place is different, man. They don't fuck with that out there, I'll tell you that. Respectfully speaking, that his culture, they don't mess with that shit.
I don't have a problem with anybody's beliefs or anybody's sexual.
Don't force it on the kids. Exactly. Done. That's all I was going to say.
Don't throw it in my face.
I got many friends that are gay.
Yeah.
Hey, God bless you, man. You show me respect, I show you respect. Do you? Don't disrespect me. I won't. And then we can be friends. But don't bring it to the kids. 1000%. That's exactly how you teaching the minors now?
Educational system is just a joke, man. Like, it's a good thing that I'm not a parent, because I'd be in the news complaining about, why don't we educate children, period?
Buddy, if I was a
why
parent
do we
right
have
now,
to talk about, like, you're they're trying to convince everybody now that if you're white, you're from privilege, and you were basically white supremacy. That's what they're trying to educate the kids of today. And I'm like, no, that's not the fucking history, man. That's not exactly what was going on. And what's the difference between all the oppression that's going on right now? You throwing all this alphabet soup in everybody's fucking face right now.
Yeah, it's bad, bro. It's
like, give
bad,
me a fucking break. Some of it, some you're of not, it's... like, you're offending me now.
Yeah, it's
so
bad.
So don't, bro. You can do whatever the fuck you want. As long as you're not hurting anybody, don't throw it in my face.
Yeah.
Simple
yeah.
as that, man.
It's wild, man. It's, these are wild times, man. I'm glad that I've
But you got a lot of construction parents that are pulling their kids out of school, going mm-hmm. private or mm-hmm. homeschool.
My
and
sister,
they should.
My sister took my niece out of a class. I shared this video on Instagram and it went fucking nuts, but it went viral. It was
what was the
1,000 plus comments. So she goes to a school up north somewhere, and the teacher was talking about sexual preferences for gay individuals.
What grade is this?
Grade 5. Check this one out. Grade 5. Sexual preferences, gay individuals and transsexuals. They're what the fuck, bro? So the kid goes like this to the teacher, miss, I don't feel comfortable taking part of this particular curriculum activity or whatever the hell. The teacher goes, well, we're going to have to send you to the principal's office. You may get expelled. You're going to hurt all the students' feelings if you don't participate in this class. My wow. niece goes, hold on. What about my feelings? Right? So my sister went over there. She called my sister right away. She got my niece right out of that class right away. And they were threatening to suspend my niece because of, she said she didn't want to take part in that class. When I was in grade 5, we never learned about this stuff. We're talking about this is the vagina, this is the fucking penis. Bob's your uncle. See you later. Class of puberty class was all about that. Vagina, penis, boom, boom. Now you're talking about sexual preferences, gay this, gay that, trans, what the
there's
fuck?
There's a mayor in
that's too young, bro. Let them learn that in high school.
There's simple. A mayor in some small town in Ontario that's getting fined or some shit like that because he refused to put the pride flag up.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm like, listen, I was perfectly fine with the pride flag when it had so little few colors on it. I have a major problem with the pride flag now because of how it's been designed around. And I don't, and I think that the flag of the country should always be there. Mm-hmm. And everybody else's flag, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but fuck off.
Yeah. 100%, man. The flag of the country should be there. And
it should always be a Canadian flag, and it should always be a maple leaf with two fucking red stripes vertical, and that's it, period. There should yeah. never be a debate about any fucking thing else. And June, man. I'm sorry, but June to me is Men's Health Month.
Yeah, there you go.
Mental Good health point. Month.
Way to bring that up.
It is not Pride Month for me. I'm sorry, it's not. I have plenty of fucking gay friends, and I don't have a problem with any of them, but Men's Month help mental health month is June to me.
Yeah, but it will but always meanwhile, be. It's the whole month of June is a different celebration. What happened to the men in this world? We don't have feelings, or we don't have a heart. We don't have emotions.
You're white supremacy.
Like that's the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life.
Don't you remember? You used to have a ship. You had a bunch of slaves on there.
Yeah,
you totally made a shitload of money off of that shit. I did. Yeah. I don't remember that. It's show me in the bank accounts where that was going on.
That's insane.
I never was a part of that shit. Shut the fuck up. I love throwing the Portuguese history at people.
No kidding.
You know, way back 500 years ago,
500
Portugal
plus years, the pirates.
Used to control a lot of the world. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
My family
like,
tree.
I don't know what to tell you,
got
man.
Nothing to do with that.
That was a long time ago, bud.
Long, long fucking
time
ago.
The history is pretty cool, though. I actually, so talking about the history, yeah, everything you're saying. Then I heard that there was a lot of pirates and a lot of ship things and so on and so forth. Anyway, when I went to Hong Kong, I never knew that their Macau was
Portuguese,
all Portuguese. So I'm a little picky on the food thing and the food category. So I'm like, sure, what am I going to eat in Hong Kong? No disrespect to my people from Hong Kong. God bless you all. But I didn't know if I was eating frogs or raccoons. I didn't know what was on the menu. So then I see Portuguese should have skated. I'm like, in fucking Hong Kong? What the hell? Then I see Portuguese something. I couldn't understand.
Did you find Asian Portuguese speaking people?
Yes, they were. And buddy,
you ever see that? Isn't that the freakiest thing ever?
I was like, holy shit, I want to do a video with this guy, man. This is amazing. I got buddies of mine that are Portuguese, can't say one word. This Asian guy, fully fucking Chinese. Perfect just, Portuguese. Yeah,
he can write like Christmas cards.
Boo, karai, fuck you. Okay. You want a popsicle, beef hana? You want a popsicle, french fry? You want to have a bito? Or a beef a casa?
You should open one up here. Open one up here on College Street, man, and have an Asian guy run it, man.
Holy fuck, I'm dying.
That would be an eye-opener for everybody, yeah?
Holy shit, no kidding, man.
Or have a food
truck. If I ever opened up a
food truck, Portuguese food truck traveling around Toronto, and he pops out.
Holy, that's
amazing. That would be amazing.
I'm going to go back to Hong Kong. I'm going to find that guy.
All and
be
the like, old
I'm
school opening. Portuguese guys would just be looking at him going, what the?
I'm going to go back to Hong Kong. I'm going to find that guy. I'm going to be like, I opened up a Portuguese restaurant in Canada. I want you to be the manager. You're okay, no problem. You got a deal.
What on the menu? What's on the menu?
Oh, you have a raccoon. You have a frog. You have a beaver casa. A beetle. Camarão. Caranguejo. You have a poof, octopus. Anything you want.
What's for dessert?
Best price.
What's for dessert?
A rouge de doce. That's the best price. $44.50.
That's exactly how it would be, man. And you know what? They can merge the flags. I wouldn't be offended if they merge the flags, man. With China and with Portugal, put it together. I'd be like, eh, that's fine.
Oh, no kidding, man. Fuck. Holy shit, that was so good. Fucking good.
Attention aspiring tradespeople and entrepreneurs. Looking to break into the skilled trades or start your own home service business? Meet TradeLinks Consulting, your go-to partner for success. At TradeLinks Consulting, they're passionate about helping you find the right trade, build your business, and mentor the next generation. Whether you're exploring your options or ready to take the plunge, they offer tailored career consulting and startup guidance to get you on the right track. Visit them at www.tradelinkconsulting.ca today and book your personalized strategy session. Your future in the skilled trade starts here. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Yeah, man.
Fuck. Where else is it that I came across people that was like surprised when they spoke? You know, there's parts of Africa too that are Portuguese.
Oh, like Mozambique.
Yeah.
Mozambique. I can't really name any other ones, but... oh, yeah. I got so many black buddies of mine. My buddies, black skin, good homeboys, perfect Portuguese.
But Portuguese perfect. Or Brazilian?
They both. So Brazilian Mozambique and Africa, large. I know plenty. And some of them even work in the industry.
You haven't been to Brazil, have you?
No, but that's on my list.
I want to go there.
This year, I was in Colombia and Aruba. I went to Aruba for 2 weeks and I went to Colombia.
Expensive, no?
So Aruba, British, I have a friend. So it's very expensive. Both, yeah. Like retarded expensive. Or crazy expensive. Sorry for my French.
I was just gonna say you can say retarded. Okay, doesn't matter. Right? If you're offended by it, then you're probably retarded.
Yeah, exactly. Like fuck, stop being sensitive. So my buddy of mine owns from around here, Milton, owns a big lot in Aruba, and I'm like, fuck, I need to get away. I'm tired. I had a crazy year of work. He's like, yeah, stay in my Airbnb in Aruba. So I went there for $1,800. 2 weeks, flight included and everything.
Holy cow.
Bro, that's phenomenal. So yeah. Anyway, I just had to, I did all the happy hours, save some money. I had a fridge, had a futon, had a bed, had a washroom, had a hammock outside, 3 minute walk to all the highlights in Aruba. Once, what was I gonna say? So I'd go to the grocery store, I'd buy bread so I can make a little breakfast. Lunchtime, I'd go buy something to eat. $1,800 at the best time of my life. Also, I knew it was expensive, but I didn't know it was this expensive. So then I was walking on the strip, met a couple from America there. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Blah, 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 so on and so forth. Where are you staying? I'm staying here for this price. He's like, excuse me, I'm paying $5,000 for $9,000 American for 5 nights at this hotel. And 5 nights. And I'm staying fucking 14 days for $1,800. And I don't think we have that much of a difference here. I just scored better than you. That's but it was, simple and it's that. A beautiful place, but I saved the fortune.
And Aruba. Brazil?
Aruba.
No, but you want to go to Brazil,
yeah,
too?
I would love to go there, man, 100%. I got to go somewhere safe because Brazil's, they don't play games out there.
It's third world, man. There's a shitload of crime there, right?
Oh, buddy, bro. They don't fuck around over there, bro.
Shitload of, well, there's a lot of booty down there too, man.
Oh, yeah. Brazil, Colombia. So I went to Colombia. So Brazil's on the list. Check the, before I forget what I'm going to say here. When I went to Colombia, I went for a wedding there. I got escorted out of a beach club in Colombia by the Colombian police.
Why?
By the Colombian police, I got escorted out of the beach club. So I'm going to tell you. So I went to a beach club recommended by the place I was staying. I went there in a cab. The cab driver was a friend of mine who'd been to Colombia. He goes, take down his number. Took down his number. He drove me to this beach club. As I was going to this beach club, there was kids everywhere looking inside the beach club trying to see who was in the cab. The cab driver goes, just don't pay no mind to it, yada, yada, yada. I wasn't dressing over there showing off. I was wearing norm wife beater. I might have some tattoos, whatever they wanted to think, they can think. I didn't know if they thought I was some high roller. So anyway, we go to the beach. We park the car. All these kids wanted to be like my server. I'm like, I'm good. Get out of here. My cab driver goes, let's just get to the beach. Ignore everybody. Okay. So I get to the beach. I order some stuff off one kid. Out of these dozen kids, I pick one kid. I go, you come here. Tell these kids to get the fuck out of here because you guys are all ruining my time. All bothering me. Okay. I'm going to get you beer, this food, blah, blah, blah. Okay, get me three Coronas and two plates of food. So they got me two plates of food, three Coronas. Then they brought some shrimp. I'm like, okay, that's it. I don't want anything else. Get out of here. Then he brought, I think, a little pack of smokes. Boom. Time to go. So we had a great time. It was time to go. I'm like, okay, I want to go. They're like, okay, I'm going to get you the bill. You're going to come with me to my town. I go, I'm coming with you to your town. You think I'm going to leave with you to go to your town to pay my bill? I go, what do you think? What are you smoking?
Yeah.
I don't do that stuff, bro. Okay. You got the wrong guy. I'm going to pay right here. Hurry the fuck up. So I'm by my cab. The kid, I can see him and I can catch the vibe from him. Back to what I was saying earlier, bad vibe, feel the gut. I can already see this guy's doing some Mickey Mouse shit from a distance. And I'm like, I gotta go, let's go. Then he comes, he brings me a piece of paper. It looks like he just created this menu in that fucking shack that it was in. And he goes, 3,365,000 pesos. And I'm like, hold on, I've been here for a week. I already know what costs what. That's like, it's like, fuck, that's a lot of money. Let me pull out my little conversion and shit. Mind you, three Coronas, two plates of food, and a little bit of shrimp. That's no more than about $150, our money.
Yeah.
That guy, I do the conversion. I go, my friend, are you smoking drugs? $1,550 Canadian. My friend, are you smoking drugs? Are you okay? No, my papi, this is the price. I go, the price? Maybe the price for you and your brain. I don't know, that you're going to get $150 and that's already with tip. No, papi, this is the price. I cannot do. I'm your server. I cater to you. I go, buddy, I have legs. I never needed you to cater shit to me, buddy. I could have got it myself. This, I'm going to give you $150 and that's it. Take it or leave it. No, papi, no. Boom, I see two cops on motorcycles. I'm like, here we go. I'm going to go to jail. In fucking Colombia. I was like, fuck me, man. They're coming. So the people that I was with, I'm like, okay, get in the cab. Let me do the talking. Leave me alone. You guys are all distracting me. Cops come. Papi, everything okay, guys? ¿Qué pasa? And I go, señor, give me a second. So I got my translation app from English to Spanish. I just came from a wedding in Bogota. I came to Cartagena to have a beach day. I ordered so-and-so, three beers, plate of food and some shrimp, and these kids are trying to charge me $1,500 Canadian. $1,500. The cop looks back to me. I'm like, please God. He's like, Sergio. I'm like, yeah, Sergio. He looks around, grabs the kids, throws them like this. He's like, come with me. I escort you out, pay them nothing. I couldn't believe it. Reason why I couldn't believe that the Colombian police did this to me, because in Mexico, my buddies was taking a piss in a bush outside of a club, and they both got put in a cop car and locked in a shed for 3 days if they didn't come up with so-and-so money that by a number that they told me, wire transfer to this number, or you're never seeing daylight again.
Cops were asking for this?
In Mexico. So I'm thinking Mexico, Colombia, very similar. Fuck me, I'm
ruined. Oh, come on, you're going to upset the Mexicans and Colombians now.
Well, I'm just...
Two different places.
I love both of them, but yeah. I mean, the police are all corrupted. That's where I'm getting at. So I saw the cops, I'm like, I'm fucked.
Got it. Please, so these God. Two weren't.
These two for cops, the moment. I couldn't believe. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, amigo, fucking $1,500 for three beers? Three beers are $8 each, tops. He's like, no. Turn around. I was like, I said, kids, get the fuck out of here. Pay them nothing. Prior to this whole scenario, I told the kids in the club, hey, amigo, you want to party? Take down my WhatsApp. I took down the kid's stupid WhatsApp. Just so I could shut him up. Okay, here, take down his WhatsApp, yada, yada, boom. Cops are now escorting us out. 1 hour and a half driving us out of this beach club so we can get to a safe zone. 1 hour and a half behind us on the bikes. I have everything on video. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do
when they come for you?
I'm in the back seat doing videos
of the Colombian fucking...
Yes, Colombian police escorting me, man, and I'm recording. They're behind me. I'm in the cab, and they're fucking, bro, incredible. Anyway, we pull over to a safe zone. They come to our window. I give them $50 each. Thank you for, you know, helping us out and being, you know. Mind you, these were all kids under the age of 13. I would have slapped them all out. I ain't no Superman, but I would have gave them all one slap each and they all would have fell on the floor. But they may have guns. It's not where I come from. It's not my place. This is their place. You got to make a move. Anyhow, I give them the cops $50 each. Off we go. Not even 2 minutes later, after the cops leave, my phone. It's a message from the kids on the beach. Amigo, just give me the money you were going to offer or I'm coming to your hotel. And I'm like,
whoa,
that's a threat now. I'm like, buddy, I go, but you got the wrong guy again. It's a scare tactic. You guys may have done this before to somebody else, but you're not going to do this to us because I know how shit works. You're trying to scare me so I can give it to you. Number one, you don't even know where my hotel is. I'm fucking an hour and a half away from where you guys are. And I'm not even at a hotel. I was at an Airbnb. Yeah. But you see, it was a scare tactic. But I'm like, fuck, how the fuck these guys met me literally within 2 minutes later after the cops just dropped me off. Pretty wild, eh?
Wow.
So we saw another half an hour, maybe 30 minutes to get to where we were after the cops left. That night we went out. We had a great time, dinner, food, drinks. But was I vigilant and looking? Bro,
of course.
I was on a sprawl everywhere, bro. I'm like, fucking whatever, right? But again, little tiny kids, but you don't know who they know. But yeah, some places are good, but you got to be aware of your surroundings, be smart, make good choices. Crazy fucking story. I didn't pay a dollar. I shouldn't have paid more than $150.
So where did the cops brought you right back to your bed?
No, they brought me to a safe area where there's traffic and this was in Cartagena, mind you. Not even nowhere near one of the danger places.
Place, man.
But it's nowhere near Medellin, Cali, and all those other places. But anyway, Colombia, God bless. Shout out to my Colombian friends. Beautiful, beautiful place. I just got caught in a little hiccup. Yeah, Colombia is a culture with many, many beautiful looking people, man. All I got to say is this. I'm going to say something. Viva Colombia. Mamma mia, Byfield, Santa Man, Colombia.
Tony Montana had a major problem with Colombians, right?
Sorry?
Tony Montana, he hated Colombians, right?
I don't remember. He was Cuban, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Cuban, but he had a major problem with Colombians. I think he was Colombian.
I forget,
that he had
a problem, man. Oh, yeah, because that's right. He had
did the first kill because he was like, for you, I'll do that, no problem at all. I'll do it for you as a favor, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Because he was a Colombian, right?
Colombia's a great place, man. Cuba's also good, but I think Colombia's better. Will I go again? Yeah, I definitely got to go back there again. It was a hell of a time. But that was a crazy, crazy little situation, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Could have been worse.
So then we ended up going back. We spent the rest of the night. When we left, went back to Bogota, which is the cold part. So mind you, when I got there, I went there in June. I'm thinking, I was packing shorts, wife beaters, sandals. I'm thinking I'm going to like a Cuba hot.
It was cold?
Bro, fucking 8 degrees at night.
Really?
16 during the day in Bogota because you're on one of the highest peaks. The mountain, I think it's like 2,000-something feet above sea level. It's just cold there. Bogota is net naturally, I think, like that, if I can remember correctly. So then, after the wedding was done, it was great during the day, 18, little. Oh my God, I didn't know I had to pack sweaters to go to Colombia. What the fuck? So after the wedding was over, we flew from Bogota right down to the islands. It was 42 degrees. Crazy, man. It was
the couple getting married, they were Colombian or were they
from Colombian here? And Mexican, and they're from here. Okay. They're from here. All they right. just
so one of them had the family there.
Yeah, when I had the family there, the wedding was gorgeous, beautiful, absolutely stunning, stunning, stunning wedding. They could have done one over here, but who the hell wants to pay $150,000 for a fucking wedding? They did it over there, and these are two great individuals. They're well off. They could have done that $150,000. They didn't. They did everything was gorgeous, beautiful on top of the mountain, wedding overlooking the country.
Wow.
They had people come in there in bands. Costumes, the food was great, the tour bus, just phenomenal. And I think they paid $15,000 for that wedding. And it was breathtaking. And I've been to a lot of great Italian, Portuguese weddings. I've been to a Polish wedding. I've been to an Indian wedding. We do it fucking pretty bomb over here. They do it pretty beautiful. Why not? It's your big special day.
Yep.
But the one that I went to in Colombia was top.
It only comes around once or twice, or maybe three times in your lifetime.
Yeah, depending on the individual, right? during COVID, I think a lot of people divorced, so I think people are trying to find their new soulmate.
During COVID? Why? Because they're all just living with each other?
You know how many people I know personally who got divorced during COVID?
Really?
I could probably name 15 people, but we're not going to do that. During COVID?
And these were couples that you thought would stick it out, like they would last?
You would think so, right? But I mean, it shows, man. You got to spend every single day with one another for whatever the hell the world's going through, that craziness we went through, and they divorced. Bro, yeah. I know lots of people did, lots. What are you going to do? Like you said, life goes on.
You need
on,
more
baby.
Humor in your life. That's all it was. People were just taking it too
fucking
serious.
Find a hobby.
Serious,
fucking go draw a book. I mean, sorry, go to draw a picture, color a book. Play some cards, man. It shows. I don't know the reason for the divorces, but I know a lot of people did divorce. Could be many reasons why.
You think all those people
fucked up time to be alive?
They're getting divorced. You think they're actually honestly happier now because they're with somebody new?
Hey man, I don't know, man. It's a hit or miss, man. Are they thinking of their past love? Are they thinking about their past relationship? Are they doing comparisons? Oh, he never did that, or she never did that.
What's that thing that was recently shared? I came across where it was like, most women marry the runner up.
Who knows, man? Maybe they could only get the runner up. Maybe.
That's what I mean. So they most married the runner up. They never marry the one that they really want to marry because that one doesn't want to marry them.
Mm-hmm. I think that goes both ways. So, man, I think most guys too. You like that one, but that one's not fucking with you. But you got that option or that individual, and you just gotta. Hey, man, it is what it is. If they don't want you, why want them, right?
Yeah, it's a hard decision to make, right? I've always said that it's a hard decision to make because you don't know what you're gonna be like 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the line.
That's the commitment you're willing to take.
Yeah, like nobody can say that. Meet Jonathan Sinelli, the visionary behind People First Leadership. Jonathan is not your average leadership coach. His People First Leadership approach focuses on putting people at the core of your strategy, creating workplaces where teams thrive and achieve outstanding results. What sets him apart? Jonathan is a master at asking thought-provoking questions that spark genuine conversations and challenge conventional thinking. His deep empathy helps him understand unique challenges and guide people toward impactful solutions. As an accomplished author, media host of the People First podcast, and seasoned project management expert with a background as an electrician, Jonathan offers unparalleled experience and practical insights. Whether you're interested in a one-on-one coaching or breakout room sessions, Jonathan customizes his approach to your needs. He also travels the world, speaking at conferences and business events, inspiring leaders with his dynamic presentations. Discover how People First Leadership can transform your approach and ignite your team's potential with Jonathan Sinelli. Call Jonathan at 416-717-4139 or email him at jc@jonathansinelli.com or reach out to him on his website at jonathansinelli.com. This message is proudly supported by the Construction Life Podcast. Are you the same contractor that you were when you first got started?
No, I'm definitely a lot better, man. I was.
You're a different person. You're a different contractor now.
Of course. Yeah. When you start,
so you'll be a different husband. You'll be a different whatever it is. Yeah, right?
You gotta learn how to. You gotta know how to compromise, and I think life can work out. You gotta learn how to understand one another. Life can work out, and if the spark is gone and you want to pursue different individuals or pursue a different lifestyle, then hey, man. That's another. That's all it comes down to. What you agree on. Looks at
the other side as if it's greener, but it's not always greener.
Very
right?
True, bro. Isn't that the truth?
But that goes for everything. That goes for relationships. That goes for your job. That goes for everything.
That's the truth, bro.
It's not always greener. It doesn't matter, right? And it's actually, think about who's really going to make it better. It's going to be you.
Yeah, you got to make yourself better, right? Life is what you make it, man.
Yeah.
Life is definitely what you make it, man.
You want to wake up and be a great partner to somebody, then you got to do it.
Exactly.
You want to be a great employee for his business, you got to do it.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more, man. I woke up this morning knowing I had to come to this particular thing, and I woke up in a happy mood. Went to the dry cleaners, got the fit.
Where the fuck did you get that? Or you had it made?
Bro, I've had this for like 4 years, bro. And every
someone
Christmas
made it
I
for you?
No, I bought it online, man.
You bought it online?
I bought this online, and I have another three more that I'm going to still use. I got a snowman one. I got a Christmas tree
you
one that
a
lights
suit,
up.
Like a blazer suit,
all
snowman?
All like
the
same thing. Snowman pants, snowman blazer, snowman tie. Christmas tree blazer, Christmas tree pants, Christmas tree tie. And that one actually lights up. Yeah, bro, it's here we are, man. That's it. I woke up this morning. I got the dry cleaner clothes.
You got any Christmas sweaters?
No, I don't really like the sweater. I like the tuxedos. Put on the music and rocked and roll, man. Got the fit and the day going. Music is everything
for
me.
How many times you heard Mariah Carey so far?
Not yet, but we'll play it before Christmas is over. Before Christmas is over, I'll play it. Okay. But when I hear it, it's like, nah, I'd rather listen to someone else. That's more if
I haven't
like
heard it.
By a fireplace, I'll listen to Mariah Carey.
Yeah. No, I heard it once because I watched Love Actually, right? So it's plastered all over that movie.
Oh, no kidding. Man.
Yeah.
They overplay it so much on the radio, so it's like, fuck this. I'll play it whenever.
That's her only money, source of income.
I know. I think it's Christmas right now. Hey, she was a thing. She was a thing back in the day. She made her paper.
She wasn't the brightest bulb, but she made her paper, sure. She had a talented voice, sure.
Yeah, she had a great voice, great looks, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. And she did the damn thing. She made her bread. A lot of them blow it all.
She makes her bread every year on Christmas.
That's what's good. Hey, at least she's still making it. Maybe she'll still make it before she keeps getting older. Right?
No, she'll continue making it because she's making that coin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm into later ages in life. She'll still make it.
She'll still make it. It's there.
It's all online.
For, like, ever. And does she have kids?
I think she's got a lot of kids.
I know that. Nick Cannon's got like 12. He's got a school bus for it. Yeah. Fucking stupid amount of kids, man.
He's got like 13 kids.
That guy should be doing Trojan condom endorsements or something.
Elon Musk, I heard, has got like 13 kids too. That guy's a fucking savage. He doesn't look like a man who's got 13 kids, but hey, man, he's thinking future. Like, his kids got to take care of me. Like, he's taking care of me.
Meanwhile, everybody here in North America has got a puppy.
Yeah.
They're not making kids.
They're animal parents.
Their excuse is we can't afford kids.
Dogs are not that much cheaper, man. Oh, my back's fucking ruined. My buddy, has three dogs, and they eat more.
Yep.
Financially.
Yep.
He spends more on food on them than he does on his wife and his two kids.
I believe it.
That's insanity, bro. Yep. But hey, man, I don't take especially that from you. Love your
them,
dog.
If you're giving them good food and you're not giving them crap.
Yeah, he's giving them all that top of the line stuff, man. I go, hopefully you guys are eating as good as your dogs. Jesus Christ. I love a person who loves their animals. I love animals too. I can't have any because the poor animal will be alone all the time.
Can't bring it's it a lot to work, of work. Eh? You can't bring it to work.
Right?
That'd be funny, bring it to work and put a hard hat on it.
Chase the guys in them suits, eh? Get that guy.
What kind of dog would you get if you could get a dog?
I love pit bulls. People
you
can
like
think,
pitties, yeah?
People are going to say what they want. I even like those
pitties
little
pitties are
small,
adorable, man.
What are those?
But you want American pitties?
I don't even know the name of it, to be honest. My buddy, like my buddy, and they're like the short, stocky ones. They're beautiful dogs. Even those Frenchies are cute.
Yeah.
They're not so messy, I guess you'd say. Some big dogs are fucking a lot of work, bro. A lot of work, man. God bless these dog owners. Jesus Christ, I'd go nuts, man. I love them, but I don't know if I would be able to own one. I love them to go visit my buddy, play with his dogs for an hour or two, but I don't know if I can own one, man. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, man. They'll eat a bunch of shit. They'll probably eat your Christmas
suits,
man.
Oh, my God. My buddy's whole house went to shit.
Yeah, that's just how
when
it is,
he came
man.
Home from work, I would have probably had a heart attack.
They just do that on... Mine used to sleep all over my shoes, man. Because you just love the smell of it.
Yeah, see? That's crazy, dude. Yeah, man. Fucking... I wish.
But they love you to death, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll always,
you know what? That's a human's best friend, man. They don't lie to you and they don't talk back to you and they always
never
listen.
Got into cats, man. I don't understand cats. I've dated plenty of women that are all cat people, and I'm like,
I think I got a great story about a cat right now.
Okay,
but listen to this one.
Sure.
So I went to go meet up with a friend. This was 2-3 years ago, and I know she has these illegal cats in her that she breeds and sells.
Okay.
So I get to the house where we're chilling, whatever. I go, can I use your bathroom? So I'm about to use the bathroom. And I see, first of all, I see the baby cat. I think it's remember the name. Savannah?
I have no idea.
It's a baby cat, but it looks like a tiger. It's got all the little patches all over.
Okay,
baby one.
Yeah.
I get to the washroom and I see a dog cage, almost the size of this table. It looked like a fucking lion was in there. And I hear... As I'm walking to the washroom, I almost did a fucking backflip and a half because I was so terrified. And I look at this, I see this massive cat in a cage in the room. I almost pissed myself before even getting to the bathroom, bro. Massive. Bro, bigger than me. Put it this way. Massive. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's the cat that I breed. You're going to be okay. I might be okay. You got a fucking cheetah in a cage right now. I'm about to go home. Crazy. So we went back. We were chilling. We were having a drink. I went right in her drawers. I'm like, found a knife. I promise I'm not going to stab you. I'm just for my safety. If that fucking thing comes out of that cage, bro, I'm ready, man. That thing, the way it went at me and it was massive, almost as big as I am. But I wanted to call that night. I wanted to call that night real, real quick. Bro.
Was there a
it
second
was a short
time?
Night.
Did you come by the second time?
Definitely. I made sure what was in the house before I came back a second time. And there was no lions and cat and fucking cheetos, bro. Just the baby one. The baby ones were cool. But yeah, man. And she was breeding them.
How'd you ask
them?
That question? Was it like, is that pussy still there? Or what's going on?
Right? Is that fucking snapping turtle still back there or what, man? Jesus Christ, man. But that's a first. I'm telling you, man. I've seen some crazy
shit. That would scare the shit out of me, man.
Brother, it terrified me.
You're going into a bathroom. You're thinking toilet, water, maybe a few droplets, maybe a leaky faucet.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
A fucking
Maybe she left a number two still in the toilet, but not a fucking tiger in the next room. Bro, I was definitely the most craziest thing I've ever experienced. I know I seen the little cat.
That's
cats.
Why I was all angry, because it's in the fucking bathroom all the time. Everybody comes in there, does number one or number two, and then the cat just smells all that shit and piss. Oh, it's my upset.
Bro, then I seen a video of her walking with it on a leash. She was walking on a leash. I think she lives by Steeles or whatever it was. And
would she be able to hang on to that thing if it actually was aggressive and took off?
Dude, I don't know, bro. But it ate a fucking full raw chicken. I seen, because she was showing me the videos. I go, buddy, I'm going to go home after this glass of wine. I'm going home. I'm out of here. That thing ate a full raw chicken. She got out of the freezer and gave it to the fucking, oh my, I never seen anything like that in my life. Anything. And I'm like, is this legal? She's like, no, obviously not. What do you like, shh, my neighbors.
Because they're upset or what? Or she just, who knows? She can't be doing that.
She can't have that, right? I'm sure anybody sees that. It'd be, bro, if I imagine going in an elevator and you have a girl with a tiger on a leash, that, bro.
If it's up to cat persuasion, then all the pussy jokes would come up. That's all I would be 100%. Saying. 100%. I'd be just thinking a bunch of that shit. You know, it's just like, no.
Oh, fuck, man. I would love to own one of those things and to be on that animal's good side at all times. Because, Jesus Christ, man.
But that's still scary, man. That scary. Cat could probably turn on you. I don't think a dog will ever turn on its owner.
I don't know, man.
Dog would give its life up for its owner. Well, but a cat can turn.
But you see these guys online, they're hugging lions and because
but they've known them since they're cubs, right? Like that's you would different.
Think same with this.
Right? It's not like you're going to Metro Zoo and going, "Hey, fucking Masafa, there, I want to get to know you a little better. How about we hug it out?" Right? No, man, you got to know this type.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah. But she's had that since a pup. So I'm like, yeah, I felt so then, a little bit more.
Oh yeah, so then safer she's in that department. Fucking safe, but you could be a threat.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know exactly.
And then you're afraid genuinely, so obviously you're giving off that vibe to the cat, and the cat's like.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're a threat, right? Yeah, yeah, that's why I was like, bro, I was startled. But I'm like, should you let me know? Should you let your guests know that you have a fucking lion in your spare bedroom there?
How does she say that, though?
Straight up. Hey,
I've got something to tell
just
you.
Just so you know, before you go to the bathroom, I got a tiger in the next room, and it might hiss at you. Done. Thank you for the warning. But
you wouldn't take that serious. You'd be like, there's no fucking way you got a tiger
in
the
bathroom. I would make sure. I would ask. I'd be like, are you sure?
You know, I've got a cat. I got a pretty big cat in the fucking bathroom.
Yeah, she definitely has a big cat. Cut. Beep. Beep, 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 beep.
What are you planning for New Year's this year?
Bro, the last New Year's, I had the best New Year's of my life. I spent it by myself at home watching TV.
What were you watching?
I don't remember, man, but I was just, watching sports. Just chilling. Oh, no, hold on. I watched, because there's always a hockey game that's on New Year's Day, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't follow sports,
Watch hockey. I think it was Canada and USA or something. I got invited to a few places, but I was busy throughout the whole day. I kind of had my New Year's before New Year's, I felt. So I got home at like 10:30. I go, I don't want to be part of that whole fucking craziness downtown. Those days are done. I'd rather be at a household. Those days are
way gone, man. I'm done with that shit.
Yeah, those days are done. I had a busy day, and I mean, I felt like I was with a couple of individuals throughout my day, and I kind of had a good day, New Year's Eve day. And I go, I'm good with going home. I went home. I had a great time.
You planning that same thing for this year or no?
This year, I don't know, man. The options are open.
I'm telling you, man, disappear. Get to the airport and just book a flight. That's what I may do, man. Next plane out of here.
I may do exactly that, man. Honest to God, I may actually... look what's available right now. Stupid expensive. I should be more prepared next year.
Is it?
But it's a hit or miss. Yeah, New Year's is madness, bro. Madness. Anybody I know who's
last
been
minute.
Looking,
try to get a last minute something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you can do the last minute thing, you may get lucky, a couple grand cheaper or a grand. Or, but if you go now, book now to get for New Year's.
But just don't bring back somebody, and then all of a sudden your 2025 is all going to be about green book,
green card
interrogation and interviewing and.
No.
Investigation.
In the 90s, if somebody wanted to marry, I don't know, what was I, 10? Yeah, we can do that, but not now. Today's different fucking,
no, that it's a different gets ballpark. Into trafficking at that point, man. No, you don't want to get into that world either, man.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
We can't have that, man.
And a lot of people go away for that, and then they think, oh, I found true love. I found true love.
Yeah. I know a guy who went to freaking somewhere out in Asia, and he's like 48, and he came back with like a 20-year-old, and people are... Like, and I don't, I mean, the guy never had luck here with women in Toronto. I'm going to leave it at that. And he went out to Asia and bang, came back with a 22-year-old lady. And I go, hey, man, God bless you, bro.
They got married.
I hope it works out, man.
They got married.
I hope the girl's not using you. Yeah, they're married. And I think they're all 1 year in. But I go, dude, man, if you guys are in love, I'm happy for you. But I just hope that you didn't get used, bro. You got to be very cautious these days, man.
Just move your assets to somebody else's name.
Yeah, there you go. Do something like that, and I think it's better off. And then go with the flow.
Right? On that dating advice tip, man. Anything else you want to share before we wrap it up?
You didn't laugh. We can do you. We can wrap it up. Why not?
Do me, do me. No, that's all it is, man. I just want.
I know you have those 12 questions, man. I know.
No,
you
no,
have
we did the questions already.
I thought you had those final 12.
No, I don't have another.
How about
12.
This, man? We'll do a refill and a little cheers.
I gotta get ice. We have no ice, though.
Okay, so we gotta get the ice. We're gonna get ice. Baby.
We can do it off mic. Nobody needs to know that. How, fair enough. Baileys. You brought up the Baileys, and I was like, yeah, let me go grab some, man. I had to deal with the idiots at the LCBO, but.
The LCBO idiots, yeah, Lickbo. Isn't that the truth, man? Downtown, they're worse. I can imagine over here being a little bit more calm.
I can imagine how bad they were, and I wouldn't even want to bother going to any one of them in Brampton.
Oh, yeah, no thanks. I'll pass, man. I'll pass out there. Out there is probably going to be a robbery take place and getting a hard time by the lady at the cash register. Yeah, no good. I'll stick to Toronto or Oakville.
I wonder, you know that measuring stick that they have at the door there? If the cops ask, is that the height with or without the turban?
Yeah, let me know what he says, man. Let me know what he says.
I don't fucking know. Everyone can be upset. I don't give a shit, man. I don't care. I don't care about offending people anymore because I've been offended and it doesn't fucking rattle my cage, man.
Yeah, it's just a joke, bro. Relax. Everybody's gotta settle down, man.
That's exactly it, man. It's just a joke, bro. It's just a fucking joke.
People make fun of my race all the time. It's like, hey, man, settle down. I don't get all offended. Settle down, bro. I got fucking hateful comments left, right, and center.
You get them a lot?
I get them, but it doesn't bother me, man. It's like, I'm not going to lose sleep all over you. I'm being me, having a good time, man. I'm just having fun, bro.
Don't like me, but yeah,
if you're not like what you're watching, listen, I don't intend on pleasing the whole world, you know? I'm over here just having a good time and being myself. If you don't like it, keep scrolling. Get lost. Simple. Bye-bye. Have a good one, buddy.
If you want to share your words and you want to try to get traction from it, then go ahead and do that. But I got to focus on other things, man. Like more pressing things. Like there's too many Toyotas in the passing lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
100%.
I need to fucking see more. Did you see Argentina recently? The president?
No, I didn't really catch that. No.
They got rid of their debt. After 125 years, Argentina has no debt.
No debt.
He cut all the government, cut everything. He showed it. And it's amazing how our current government is not even discussing any of that. But Elon and Vivek and Trump, they're all discussing it. Because that's the perfect example how to streamline government and give it back to the people. So he's proven it. He did it in a year.
That's amazing, bro. I find that very hard.
He looked at all the...
To come out here.
Just get fucking waste.
Yeah, I don't see that coming.
We need the country back, man. We need the country back.
Yeah, we do, buddy.
So then Canada's it can be a happier Christmas. I'm sure that everyone's going to still do their Christmas. Everyone's going to get together. But underneath, they're going to probably have a lot of fucking sadness because they're worrying about what 2025 is going to be all about. They're worrying about it. People are financially worrying.
It's Canada's a mess, bro. Canada's a major mess right now, dude. Right?
So it's good to see you, bro. I appreciate you coming in and coming up with this Christmas idea. I got to do it annually now, man.
Annually is a must. No, thanks for having me. Dude, I had a great time.
It's always good
to
see you, bro. I appreciate it. I know your back is fucking tweaked. And
I'm going to, right when we wrap it up, I'm going to go do a full couple stretches outside and I'll be back to normal.
All right, thanks for having me, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. We're out of here. Thanks for having me, champ.